So let's go further and look at another situation on the ground. We've seen through the settlements, through the Jews-only roles, through the expropriation of water, through the assassinations, which we haven't discussed tonight, the targeted assassinations, through the actual destruction of places like Jenin, which you were able to see somewhat on TV, because, as you know, the journalists are also targeted so that there will be no transmission of the evidence. And what you'll see as you enter this room, somebody has put up a map of something new that is taking place, but that was actually a plan of Ehud Barak, another so-called man of peace, in the year 2000. And that is an actual physical barrier at sometimes a 30-foot-high solid wall, and at other times electronic fences and trenches that are to go north to south and are cutting off 210,000 Palestinians of the West Bank from the other Palestinians on the West Bank. It's called the Seam Area. And in fact, it is the creation of a Warsaw Ghetto situation encompassing Tulkarm, the town of most resistance in the West Bank, Tulkarm, Kalkia, and also East Jerusalem. So that on the ground, the Zionists are creating a de facto situation for Jerusalem. There is a barrier constructed with checkpoints so that the Palestinians of East Jerusalem or the Palestinians of West Bank to gain access to Jerusalem or to leave Jerusalem must pass through rigorous checkpoints, and not only through these checkpoints, they can only pass through if they have an Israeli security card. Now let's look at the description of this, and then I'm going to close so that we have a lot of time for questions and answers.